Hare Krishna. So we do chapter number 2, text number 47 onwards. We missed 2-3 classes, 2-3 days.
Yes, Guruji. Weekend. Was not good.
Pardon?
We felt the loss. We definitely felt the loss.
We were discussing yesterday only that we were missing. We met each other yesterday, we were talking about it.
But nobody reminded me also. Saturday, of course, I was busy. Sunday, I could have managed. Anyways.
So we thought you were busy, Guruji, so we did not want to...
Yesterday, I wasn't really busy. But it's okay. We can keep having. That's why we kept it open. As and when we are free.
No, we will make the time, Guruji, for sure.
No, because I also sometimes get very busy. So, sometimes it's difficult. I had a program at somebody's house on Saturday, came back by 9, and yesterday also I was out. I went at 7:30, came at 11, so, theek hai. Text 47, Karmanyevadhikaraste.
Mafaleshu kadachana.
Ma karma phala hetur bhur.
Ma karma phala hetur bhur.
Mate sangvastva karmani.
Mate sangvastva karmani.
Yogastah kuru karmani.
Yogastha kuru karmani.
Sangam tyaktva dhananjaya.
Sangam tyaktva dhananjaya.
Siddhya siddhayo samobhutva.
Siddhya siddhayo samobhutva.
Samatvam yoga uchyate.
Samatvam yoga uchyate.
Durenahi avaram karma. Buddhi yoga dhananjaya.
Buddhi yoga dhananjaya.
Buddhau sharanam anvicha.
Buddhau sharanam anvicha.
Kripanaha falahetavaha.
Kripanaha falahetavaha.
Buddhi yukto jahatiha.
Buddhi yukto jahatiha.
Ubhe sukrita duskrite.
Ubhe sukrita duskrite.
Tasmad yogaya yujyasva.
Tasmad yogaya yujyasva.
Yogah karmasu kaushalam.
Yogah karmasu kaushalam.
So this is one of the most celebrated verses of the Gita. And if you remember the old Mahabharata, at the beginning this verse was recited, Karmanyevadhikaraste, Yadaidhai Dharmasya, a few verses. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duties. So, we must understand this chapter is called the essence of the Gita summarized. So, in this, whatever Krishna has spoken, he has elaborated upon that in the later chapters. So, this is a section of the second chapter where he is specifically talking about serving God. And through Arjuna, he is telling us, because we have the mentality that even when we come to serve God, we are looking for what is in it for me. Isn't it? That's why we have been brought up. Do this, you get a chocolate. Do that, or you get that particular gift or whatever. So, Krishna says you have the right to perform your prescribed duty. This is one of the most important prescribed duties. He's talking in general also, he's talking in particular also. In general, that you are born with a particular nature and there are certain duties defined. You do them, but without getting attached to the results of actions, for two reasons. One is, Because the results are not dependent on our effort. Not necessarily when we work hard, the results will come our way. And if we remain attached, then we'll suffer more when they don't come our way. So we have to have that realistic picture in mind. We have the right to work, but the results will come because of our destiny. Right? So that's why it's important to have that reasonable detachment from the results. We do our best. Like a mother can put in the best effort to take care of the child. But then the child has his own destiny, responsibility, nature. So what we should try to focus upon is what is within our control. And the effort is within our control, not the result. If we keep focusing on the results, we will be miserable. Just for our own peace, we need to incorporate this. For example, this story is always told just to encourage people to follow this one principle. Karmanyevadhikaraste. Not necessarily related to this particular verse, but people quote this in management circles. There was a deer and it was pregnant. So the deer went to the bank of a river which had soft newly grown grass. So she sat down on the grass. She was about to deliver. But suddenly something happened. As the nature of this world is, anything can change any moment. Right? Change is the only constant in the world. So what happened? Suddenly she saw from the left side a hunter coming with a bow and arrow to shoot her. She looked right, there was a lion waiting to pounce upon her. Behind, suddenly a forest fire started because of the lightning. And in front of her was a river. So where could she go? What would she do? She's about to deliver. On one side there is a hunter, on the other side we have the lion. Behind we have the forest fire, in front there is a river. And she can't run. She's pregnant. Guess what the deer must have done? What could she do? What did she do? The deer... Guess? Guess what the deer did? Wild guess. Are you guess?
It's a big little Guruji.
She simply focused on giving birth to the child. What could she have done to the hunter or the lion or the forest fire or the river? She decided to focus on whatever was within her control. And if we can do that, you will see gradually things falling into place in times of distress. What happens is we get totally paranoid when there is some change in life for the worse. But what happened then? As the hunter shot the arrow, the deer focused on giving birth to the child. The hunter shot an arrow, but there was lightning. It blinded the hunter, so the hunter's arrow missed the target. It hit the lion. The lion died. And it started raining, so the forest fire also subsided. And the deer was happy. So like you see in the last 1 year, COVID. Why different people have responded differently? Some people are happy, some people are sad, some people are depressed, some people are grateful. So that just reminds us of one, that just puts a question in our mind. Is the situation responsible for our happiness or distress? Not really, because if the situation was deciding our happiness or distress, then everybody should have been miserable. But some people are grateful, some people are happy, because it depends on the things that they chose to focus upon. The nature of the mind is whatever we choose to focus upon expands. If you choose to focus upon, okay, so those people who have focused on what they could do in the last 1 year, whatever was within their control, Okay, spend more time with the family, connect spiritually, let me learn something new. I cannot. Now, the deer could not have changed the external circumstances. She was helpless. So she simply chose to focus on what she could do, what best she could do in that situation. And that's what we are supposed to do. Don't worry about the danger, result, what will happen. Do the right thing, know the right thing. The results will come according to destiny, whatever is happening. So you have the right to perform your duty, but you're not entitled to the fruits of action. So it will save us from misery. Because when things don't go the way we want, we'll be miserable if you're too attached to something. For example, I'll give you one simple example of attachment, detachment. Suppose you're sitting in a classroom and the Gita class is going on. And you're very attentively listening. Suddenly somebody enters. Yes, so and so car number has been towed away. Somebody, and you will say, no, I don't disturb. Talk less. It's creating disturbance. Just go away. And then he announces the number of the car. And it turns out to be your car. And you say, hey, wait, repeat the number. And you will leave immediately. So, attachment, detachment. So, till the time you are not detached, it doesn't matter what happens. Isn't it? Because you are focused on something else. But when you shifted your attachment to something, immediately your mindset changed. So, Gita from the beginning teaches us to have reasonable amount of detachment from the results. But never detachment from the duty. We keep doing our best. Because as they say on the judgment day, we will be judged for whatever we have done and spoken. Not on the basis of how others perceived it or took it. So you keep up the good work, and whether people respond favorably, situation becomes favorable, doesn't matter. You keep up the good work, you keep doing the right thing. And if we can work in this consciousness, you should know we are ridding ourselves of both good and bad karma. So we are on the path of liberation. So never consider yourself. Yes, Aarti ji.
Guruji, so detachment, I feel like, you know, for us, we are, you know, middle age now, not looking at, gaining. I'm just saying that for as a younger person, when you don't have that experience or you're trying to achieve success, all these things, then how does one deal with detachment? I mean, it's easier for us, I feel now, to be more detached than us. Because, you know, we are, they say, you know, experience, like I would never in my 20s think. Now it is very clear that the pathway is very clear, the detachment is easier now for me. So is it, you suggest that people have to go through life, I don't suppose somebody in their 20s or earlier could be detached, right? It's not possible, right? Because otherwise they will not achieve anything. What do you think, Guruji?
No, that needs to be clarified. I'm not talking about detachment from doing your best. I'm saying being detached or not getting affected by the result.
Right.
And that means if you get what you want, don't be overly proud. Because when we are attached, we develop the mentality of being the doer. And then that leads to the thinking that I am the doer and I, me and mine becomes more prominent then. There is the humility.
Then what about like people like athletes or like, you know, people who have goals to it, like who are attached with the result? I mean, their whole thing is a result, right? If you're like an athlete or an Olympic, this thing or anything.
No.
Right?
I'm not saying you don't try and you don't achieve. I'm just saying if the results don't come your way, don't get affected. And even if they come your way, don't get affected, don't become proud.
Right.
Like, and this only a God-conscious person can only have this kind of consciousness. I'll tell you, Arthur Ashe, have you heard the name? Arthur Ashe, famous Wimbledon player. He was a man of God. So he won many championships. So at the end of his life, he was diagnosed with AIDS because of the blood which was given to infected blood in 1983 or somewhere. And he got a terminal illness. So he got many letters from his fans all over the world. And one fan wrote to him, Arthur, why only you? You were a man of God. Why did God do this to you? Why you? And you know what he replied? What he said, what he replied, has gone down in the pages of history. I'll just read. It's very, very inspiring. How he only a God-conscious person could have responded this way. So he wrote back in the form of a small poem, he says. And this poem reads, the title of the poem is, Why Me? And what a beautiful way to reply. And this is in line with what we are discussing today. So he says, can you see it on the screen? No. Okay, I'll put it up. Take a second. Yes. So he says, Arthur Ashe replied, he said, 50 million people or children started playing tennis. 5 million learned to play tennis. 500,000 learned professional tennis. 50,000 came to the circuit. 5,000 reached Grand Slam. Only 50 reached Wimbledon. 4 reached the semi-finals. Only 2 reached the finals. And when I was holding the cup in my hand, and he says 2 reached the finals, only 1 holds the trophy. And I held that trophy so many times in my hands in my life. So when I was holding the cup in my hand, I never asked God, why me? So now that I'm in pain, how can I ask God, why me? Happiness keeps you sweet. Trials keep you strong. Sorrows keep you human. Failures keep you humble. Success keeps you glowing. But only faith keeps you going or growing. Sometimes you are not satisfied with life, while many people in this world are dreaming of living your life. Just filled with gratitude for whatever life gave him, not what was being taken away from him. It's just the focus that decides whether you're happy or miserable. This is what we need to teach everyone, including our children. A child on a farm sees a plane fly overhead, dreams of flying, while a pilot on the plane sees the farmhouse and dreams of returning home. Like we live in the city, we want to go to Lonavala or some farmhouse. Those who are living in the villages, they want to come to city, Mumbai. Those who are living in Mumbai, they want to go to the US. Those who are living in the US, they want to go to the moon. So nobody's happy. Because everybody is thinking there is something else that they need to have to be happy. Happiness in just being grateful for what you have, focusing on what you have. That's life, he says. Enjoy yours. If wealth is a secret of happiness, then the rich should be dancing on the streets, but only poor kids do that. If power ensures security, then VIPs should walk unguarded. But those who live simply sleep soundly. If beauty and fame bring ideal relationships, then celebrities should have the best marriages. Live simply, be happy, walk humbly, and love genuinely. Why Me by Arthur Ashe. Make sense?
It's beautiful, Guruji. Huh? Perfect, sir. Really beautiful.
So this is in relation to what we are discussing today. That karmanne va adhikaraste, you keep doing your best and understanding whatever you are getting is by God's grace. And when something is taken away from you also, you will not feel the pain, because anyways you never thought it was yours. For example, you are standing at the airport, you don't know each other, and Aartiji is standing and she wants to go and have some food from the cafe. So she tells Pia ji, just can you hold my bag? She said, okay, you go. And in the meantime, Pia ji starts thinking that the bag is hers now. Bag is And you come back, she, because she started thinking it's mine, so now when you want to take it away from her, she'll feel the pain. No, 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 it's mine. But if she's simply a caretaker, she knows. And when she's giving it away, she will not feel miserable, because she never thought it was hers. So we are all like passengers in this world, and we are caretakers of our home, our money, our family, and we do our duties perfectly well, understanding our limitations. We are not perfect, we are not God, we do our best, and don't be hassled or don't be discouraged by if people don't respond the way you want, or the situation is not the way you want, after doing your best also. That's what is meant by don't be attached. Attachment, no attachment to the results. In the sense, no attachment to the results means you try for the best, but if it is not coming your way, don't get affected. Understanding the only thing within your control was like the deer, my effort. The result will come according to my destiny. That's okay, good or bad. If it is good, thank God. If it's bad, then still thank God. Continue. Yes, Aarti ji, question.
So the why, I'm just resonating with the why me part, right? Hmm. So is whatever, if you're doing our best, the result, is it based on our previous karma? Or
yes,
is it based,
yes.
What is it based?
Two things, both the things are required. Actually, three factors are involved. Three factors. One is our effort. For example, I sow the seed. Actually, two things are required, karma vad and deva vad, it's called. I sow the seeds in the field, but they will not sprout if there are no rains. And only if there are rains, there are no seeds sown, then only they will not fructify. So both things. Our effort is also required, God's grace is also required. And God's grace is required where we know that destiny is stronger than us. So that's where human life, that's where the loop is complete. That's where the human life becomes special. Animals, they can only live their karma. They cannot rectify the karma. But humans, that's why humans should never be depressed. Even though something may not be in their destiny, but the Lord is there. His grace can change destiny also. Because Gita says, there are five factors responsible for success in life. Number one is you and me, the person. Second is the place of action, where it is taking place. The place needs to be conducive. Number three, the effort that we put in. Effort is just one of the factors. Number four is destiny, which is bigger than the effort. And number five is the will of the providence. So even if the first four factors are not in our favor, if we somehow manage to get the fifth factor in our favor, will be successful. That's why human life is special. And if we can get the grace of the Lord, we become qualified to get more than what we deserve and more than what we desire. That's where the human life is special. Destiny can change by the Lord's grace. And how do we get His grace? By doing things like what we are doing every day. Spending time hearing His message, chanting His names, remembering Him, praying to Him. That way we are accessing that grace. And then destiny can also change. However, still Krishna teaches us that don't be affected, because we have a very stereotype understanding of what is success and what is failure in life. But from the spiritual perspective, success and failure is a different definition. It can change. So being satisfied with whatever comes your way after putting in your best, like Arthur Ashe, being grateful, focusing on what he gained throughout his life rather than focusing on what he was losing now. And this will automatically happen, this kind of consciousness, once we become more conscious of God by hearing, chanting about Him like that. So don't think right now we can just understand the theory. But as we mature in spiritual life, this kind of understanding like Arthur Ashe will automatically come. We will cease, where all these situations will cease to affect us. Right now you might be thinking, how is it possible? Don't worry. Gradually the realization will dawn upon us. Gradually the the maturity will come, and then we'll start understanding, okay, this is how it works, and it will become natural if we continue the process. So I'll just end. Perform your duty, therefore, he tells Krishna again, O Arjuna, abandoning all attachment to success or failure, such equanimity is called yoga. Then you will be at peace. If you keep getting affected by success, failure, how can you focus on something higher? Your mind will not be at peace. O Dhananjaya, keep all abominable activities far distant by devotional service, and in that consciousness surrender unto the Lord. Those who want to enjoy the fruits of their work are misers. Those are only working, I want. That's a miserly situation. I'm not saying you can't enjoy. Krishna is not saying enjoy. Consciousness. Like food, we want to enjoy. But we offer it to Krishna first, then we eat. Then we are not misers. But if you are only, we have a palatial house, and not even a single, one square foot for Krishna, for the Lord, then we are misers. We want everything only for ourselves. Okay, we are earning so much money and not even a penny spent for Krishna service. Then we are misers. So, consciousness has to change. We have to realize who we are, what is our duty. We have duty towards friends, family, society, duty towards God. So, buddhi yukto. So, a man engaged in devotion, this is another benefit you receive, a man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad reactions even in this life. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of all work. So when you engage in devotional service, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, hearing, chanting, you become free from both good and bad reactions. Because a person working in devotional service, he's not affected by good and bad. Because every moment we are getting affected by good. Oh, I wish I had more. We are sowing a seed for future birth. Oh, it should not have happened. We sow a seed for another birth. But a person in God consciousness, he is tolerating both good and bad. Good comes, he is grateful. Bad comes, he is not affected. And he just continues to walk on this path. He is focused. Therefore, he becomes free from both good and bad reactions. That means he becomes liberated. He goes beyond the material platform. Because to get liberated, both good and bad karma has to become zero. Because good karma again will take to heavens and again material world, bad, so definitely punishment. So both have to become zero. How do we make our good karma zero? By enjoying the fruits of our good karma, happiness, facilities, by exhaust our good karma, and bad by tolerating the distress, not getting affected, not becoming proud. And if there are facilities given by God, by enjoying that in the mode of gratitude, knowing well that where they are coming from, we exhaust our good, and by tolerating distress, we exhaust our bad karma, and that way we continue to move ahead on this path, and that way the good and bad reactions both become zero. So consciousness, because ultimately everything boils down to the mind, whether we are affected or not, that's the key. Like the deer example, remember, focus on what you can do. Don't unnecessarily put focus on something which is beyond the control. Hare Krishna. Any questions?